Welcome back to the Jolynn Thomas Show on this Transformational Tuesday. And there's no question that our political leaders are part of the transformational process. Continuing now with our coverage of local and state elections, Representative Gerald Raymond joins me in the studio. He is the representative in District 31, Seat A. Representative, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you, Jolynn. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you just wrapped up a pretty busy session. What were the highlights for you?
So, thank you for the question. And it was a packed session. I think 94 days is exactly where we ended up. We accomplished some great things in the session. I think one of the milestones has to be House Bill 521, which creates funding for school facilities, for the building of school facilities, and for their maintenance. And I think that will go down in history as being probably the greatest property tax saving bill, at least to this point in history, in the history of the state of Idaho.
And it comes at a time when we really need it.
Oh, absolutely. Every district in the state is struggling with passing bonds in their local districts and finding funding for these extremely expensive buildings that that they need to be able to educate kids in safe conditions. And as we look across the state, there are many districts that are looking for help in building those buildings, and I think this is a great opportunity.
What other things are you working on?
So I'll use past tense for just a moment, if you don't mind. We worked on a couple of bills because my life is based in agriculture. I'm a rancher by trade. That's what I've done my entire life. I represent the agricultural industry from our district and statewide. To be honest with you. So I serve on Resource and Conservation Committee, and also I am the vice chair of the Agricultural Committee on the House side. So I worked on a couple of bills that I think were very important. And one was a Rangeland Improvement Act, which gives ranchers the opportunity to partner with the Idaho State Department of Agriculture statewide to improve range conditions on across all jurisdictions, whether it be federal, state, or private lands. And I think that's going to be a great benefit. 55% of the land mass in the state of Idaho is rangeland. And so we have two options with that. We can either manage it or we can watch it burn. And we would prefer to manage.
That is such a big issue that a lot of people are concerned about in our state.
It is. And the cost of managing wildfire it's just gotten out of hand. And so if we can turn unusable forage, otherwise unusable forage, into high protein, that is the best use of those rangelands far and away. And sky's the limit on what we can do on those rangelands. We can distribute water, which also helps wildlife. We can cross fence. We can use virtual fencing, which is a new idea in the industry. Something that's been just in the last couple or 3 years has been experimented with, and I think it's going to catch fire, and there's going to be more people that'll use virtual fencing as time goes on. One of the other bills that we did was a depredation bill, which compensates livestock producers for their losses from wolves and grizzly bears. And that was an interesting process that we went through to get those bills passed, but it was well worth the effort. And they've gone the full distance, passed both the House and the Senate. The governor signed those into law, and so they will become law the 1st of July.
And I bet that was a really great feeling to see those make it across the finish line.
Always a great feeling. And it's never a single person's effort. It's always a joint effort. You have to be able to work with people. You have to be able to have partners. You know, every bill that's passed has to have 16 votes in the Senate, 37 votes in the House. there are 36 votes in the House, actually. But
you are so right on point. Collaboration and teamwork is so important. And that brings me to this idea that we're seeing a lot of people get a little frustrated with what's going on throughout the country and just saying, I'm not going to vote. My vote doesn't matter. And that's always a little disheartening to me because I think that we are so fortunate to be able to cast a ballot. What message would you have for those people who really have gotten to a point where they don't believe their vote matters?
Boy, in a nutshell, I would just say that you cannot not vote. It is so important that we vote. I think it's important we just take a pause and just take a step back. We're all patriots. We all love our country. We all love the freedoms that we enjoy. And we don't want those freedoms to be lost. But take a step back and think of the cost of those freedoms. Think of those that have sacrificed. You know, I myself, and I know others who every time we see a veteran, pause and say, thank you for your service. We can't mean it if we don't take the time to vote. That's part of what they sacrificed for, was for that opportunity to vote, for us to make our voice known and our voice heard and our wishes known. You know, I know personally of representatives who have won or lost their elections on very, very slim margins, like 7 or 8 votes.
Wow. In
an entire district. And a district is approximately 52,000-53,000 people. So a handful of votes, count them on one hand, out of 50,000 people. That's how important it is. And I know people who have lost their election on those slim margins, who have talked to their friends, and their friends have said, oh, if I'd have known it was going to be that close, I would have voted. Well, it matters. It really, really matters.
You are.
If we don't vote, we can't criticize. We can't complain if we don't vote.
That's right. If you don't vote, you cannot complain. And, you know, I think that that's so powerful. You put it in perspective. Oftentimes, people don't realize it comes down to those slim margins.
Yeah, it truly does. And even in those cases where it's not a close vote, where it's maybe a landslide one way or the other, it's still our right. It's still a freedom issue. It's our right to vote, and we need to do it.
And, you know, Representative, as you were talking about the veterans, I am always so impressed. They are the first ones to stand up for people's rights, even if they don't agree with them, because they know the true cost of freedom. And while you were talking, I thought, you know what? Perhaps the best way for us to show our gratitude to those veterans is to cast our ballot.
I couldn't agree more, JoLynn. I could not agree more. And to your point, if you don't mind me just adding a little bit to that.
Yes.
You know, I have been in many situations, whether it be a ball game or whether it's a veterans celebration on Veterans Day or whatever. Have you ever noticed who the first people are to stand when they
Yes.
hear the first chords of the national anthem? It is usually a veteran. And I think we should follow suit. I think we should be the first ones to stand when we hear that first chord. And we should be as patriotic as they and as willing to give whatever we can as they are.
So true. They understand the true cost of freedom.
They do.
Representative, if people want to know more about you and your campaign, what's the best way to do that?
Well, I'm always available by phone or by email, and I do have a website. My email address is raymond4idaho@gmail.com.
Representative Gerald Raymond from District 31, Seat A, such a pleasure to have you in studio.
Thank you very much.